What makes a truly exceptional leader? In How to Lead, David Rubenstein takes us on an extraordinary journey through conversations with 30 remarkable individuals who've shaped our world. These aren't just theoretical discussions. They're Warren Buffett revealing investment philosophy over breakfast, Oprah explaining how listening transformed her career, and Jeff Bezos sharing the decision-making framework that built Amazon. Through these intimate dialogues, we discover that true leadership often emerges not from early success, but from life's setbacks that forge resilience and perspective. Rubenstein himself exemplifies this journey. At 37, he abandoned a successful legal career to launch Washington, D.C.'s first private equity firm, despite having no Wall Street experience, no money, and no clear business plan. That bold move eventually created the Carlyle Group, now managing over $370 billion in assets. What can we learn from these leadership journeys that might transform our own approach to challenges and opportunities? Through diverse conversations, Rubenstein identified 6 consistent leadership attributes that transcend industries. First is persuasiveness, clear writing that convinces, inspiring speech, and leading by example. Second is humility, acknowledging luck's role while avoiding arrogance. Third comes credit sharing, celebrating team successes publicly while personally accepting blame for failures. Fourth is continuous learning. Rubenstein reads multiple newspapers daily, industry periodicals, and at least 100 books annually, even while traveling. Fifth is unwavering integrity, following Judge Rifkind's wisdom that it takes a lifetime to build a reputation and 5 minutes to destroy it. Finally, effective crisis management, working harder during difficulties while maintaining clear stakeholder communication. During the 2008 financial crisis, Rubenstein personally called hundreds of investors. While these attributes manifest differently across fields, the fundamental principles remain consistent, creating a framework for extraordinary leadership in practice. Jeff Bezos transformed retail by recognizing the internet's potential when others saw merely a curiosity. His insight about the internet's 2,300% annual growth rate in 1994 led him to build a business that could let the internet grow around us. When selecting products to sell online, he chose books because of their unique characteristics. 3 million titles in print worldwide, while the largest physical bookstores carried only 150,000. This gap between available inventory and physical limitations became Amazon's competitive advantage. Bezos structures his day around energy levels, scheduling high IQ meetings before lunch when his thinking is sharpest. He prioritizes 8 hours of sleep for better decision-making and believes making a small number of high-quality decisions is sufficient, just 3 good decisions daily. His 2-pizza rule ensures meetings stay small enough to be effective, while his insistence on written memos instead of PowerPoint presentations forces clear thinking. Bill Gates similarly demonstrated visionary leadership by recognizing software would become more valuable than hardware, securing ownership rights to MS-DOS rather than selling it outright to IBM, a decision that became the cornerstone of Microsoft's dominance. Great builders transform small beginnings into enduring institutions. Phil Knight built Nike from a small importing business into a marketing powerhouse, succeeding largely through his skill at evaluating people. Jamie Dimon exemplifies complete commitment to JPMorgan Chase, saying, "I wear the jersey every day," helping grow the bank's market value from $132 billion to $429 billion under his leadership. Robert F. Smith built Vista Equity Partners by systematically transforming software companies whose founders knew coding but not operations. Ken Griffin grew Citadel from just 4 or 5 employees in 1990 into a global trading operation by empowering those closest to information to make decisions. This decentralized approach enables Citadel's massive trading volume. What are you building that might outlast you? How might adopting these builders' mindsets transform your approach? Tim Cook succeeded Steve Jobs at Apple despite analysts' doubts. Under his leadership, Apple's market value grew from $359 billion to $1.4 trillion, becoming the first trillion-dollar company. Rather than trying to replicate Jobs' creativity, Cook focused on organization, efficiency, and low-key leadership. When asked about his modest demeanor, Cook credits Apple's culture where everyone must perform, you never quite get there, preventing complacency. Indra Nooyi transformed PepsiCo by shifting toward healthier products while expanding globally. Her approach includes writing personal letters to executives' parents, thanking them for the gift of their child to PepsiCo, creating emotional connections. Eric Schmidt transformed Google from a small search engine into a trillion-dollar company with 123,000 employees. He brought management experience that complemented the founder's technical brilliance while embracing Google's unique culture, free food for collaboration, 20% time for innovation, and an environment where engineers could create breakthrough products. These transformers show reinvention isn't just about new ideas, it's about honoring what works while evolving what doesn't. What organization in your life needs transformation? General Colin Powell's Powell Doctrine during the Gulf War established three principles: exhausting diplomatic solutions before military action, setting clear political objectives, and applying overwhelming, decisive force to ensure success. His strategic brilliance showed in exploiting Iraqi vulnerabilities with a bold left-hook maneuver instead of a frontal assault. Powell emphasizes that great leadership begins with understanding you're leading human beings who need purpose, direction, and support. General David Petraeus offers four critical leadership tasks: get the big ideas right, communicate them effectively throughout the organization, implement with careful metrics and organizational energy, and regularly evaluate whether strategies need refinement. His leadership during the Iraq War transformed counterinsurgency approaches, achieving an 85% reduction in violence during the 18-month surge period. This turnaround in a country on the verge of an all-out civil war demonstrates how strategic leadership can transform seemingly impossible situations. What crisis are you navigating? How might these commanders' principles help chart your path? The most striking pattern across these 30 leaders is their combination of extraordinary achievement with genuine humility. Jeff Bezos still answers customer complaint emails personally, despite Amazon's trillion-dollar valuation. Warren Buffett lives in the same modest house he bought in 1958. Ruth Bader Ginsburg maintained her faith in the spirit of liberty rather than institutional power, often crediting colleagues for advancing gender equality. This paradox, humility amid greatness, emerges as perhaps the most crucial leadership attribute. Great leaders are visionaries who see the world as it should be, not as it is, like Nelson Mandela envisioning a multiracial South Africa from his jail cell. Leadership isn't about personal achievement, but enabling others to succeed. As Colin Powell explains, true leadership means understanding your leading followers and putting a group of human beings into work that has value. Leaders demonstrate this through daily actions: Jamie Dimon visiting bank branches, Indra Nooyi writing personal letters to parents of her senior executives. Leadership is a continuous practice of vision, decision-making, and human connection, not a position or title. These leaders create possibilities while remaining grounded in the understanding that their success depends on forces larger than themselves. The greatest leaders don't just accomplish remarkable things, they create conditions where others can do the same.